Metamorphs 2, Ripple Effect. Metamorphs, Volume 2. Written by Yuri Jean-Baptiste. Narrated by Philip J. Ockleford. Part 1, Changes. Prologue, 1986. Ensign William Hurley marched through the long white corridors of the massive building alongside his longtime friend and fellow crewmate, Paul Logan. He tried not to let the gravity of the moment overwhelm him and force down the bile that was fighting to escape his gullet. He had been on enough tours during his time in the Navy that moments like this shouldn't have been an issue. However, this was no ordinary meeting. And this was no ordinary place. Hurley had no idea why they had been chosen for this briefing tonight. It may have been due to their exemplary service and bravery during the last battle, when they finally managed to take down that superpowered psycho. Perhaps it was because of their experience working alongside the Genetically Enhanced Individuals, or GEIs for short. They were, after all, two of the few people in the military who had signed their lives away in order to learn the truth about these freaks. Despite these thoughts, Hurley knew the real reason deep inside. They were the ones who had found the body. They were one of a handful who knew the truth, and that meant one of two things. Either a promotion was waiting behind that door up ahead, or the two men would never be heard from again. The Secret Service officer finished escorting them down the hallway before opening the door and ushering the two men in. The Oval Office was much smaller than Hurley had imagined, surprisingly cozy for holding the most powerful man in the world. President Ronald Reagan stared up at his guests from the other side of the impressive mahogany desk and nodded curtly to his security staff. "Leave us. Gentlemen, have a seat," he said, gesturing to the chairs before him. The two ensigns saluted before sitting down as instructed. "At ease, boys. Let's make this brief," President Reagan began. "I'm sure you two are already curious as to why you're both here, but before we get into any of the nitty-gritty, I need to know a few things. First, has the evidence been destroyed both physically and electronically?"
"Absolutely, Mr. President.
As per the instructions of Admiral Beckett, we supervise the full system wipe down of any information regarding the metamorph species, as well as anything that could be related or linked to it. We also personally eliminated all physical files or materials relating to Operation Deus, sir. As far as the general public will know, this event was an unfortunate result of a nuclear accident due to a power plant malfunction," Ensign Logan replied. Hurley noted that his friend failed to mention the part where they escorted any military witnesses to the speciality detention centres wherein they would be undergoing the process of the Witness Protection Program. As for the locals, those poor souls would never be heard from again. "Well done. Now, what about the treaty? Has it been completed and signed?"
"Yes, Mr. President. All four remaining members of the Magnificent Seven have signed the treaty and are currently undergoing a full background erasure. Soon, they will just be another face in the crowd, indistinguishable from John and Jane Doe. They have agreed to remain in anonymity, although the Academy will continue their workings. Last I heard, Nova will be taking over the reins," Hurley stated. The President waved the last comment aside.
"Good. Better him than the other one. That's fine, there's not much we can do to stop them anyway. Even if we knew where the Academy was, it would be suicide trying to shut it down. Especially after..." The three men briefly paused, trying to repress the memories of last month's battle. Shaking his head clear, the President leaned forward, his voice barely above a whisper.
"Lastly, what about the body?"
Hurley swallowed hard. This was the part he was afraid of. "Ensign Logan and I spotted it several days following the aftermath of Chernobyl. While sifting through the wreckage, we were able to locate and identify the body of the subject."
"It's really him, sir. It's..."
"Easy there, sailor," President Reagan warned, holding up his hand. He spun his finger in a circle before tapping his ear. They were being recorded. Ensign Hurley nodded in understanding. "Where is the body now, and does anyone else know about this?" "After we notified the Admiral, the body was placed in a containment vessel and shipped to Area 51 for further evaluation. Last we heard, between the serums and freezing process,
It should be preserved for years to come. It's being studied as we speak, Paul answered.
Fantastic. Just to be clear, the GEIs can't know about this. Ever.
Other than you two and Admiral Beckett, is there anyone else who knows about this finding?
No, Mr. President, there were no other witnesses, said Hurley, his throat suddenly dry.
Excellent, the President replied with a smile. He folded his hands together, glancing between the two men before him. Ordinarily, this would be the time when I would recommend reassignment going forward. However, after talking with the Admiral, I have something much better in mind. Tell me something, gentlemen. Have you two ever heard of the Carcerum?
Ensign Hurley glanced towards his friend, his eyes widening in disbelief.
Their lives are about to get a lot more interesting.